Airport.
Item number 8, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a professional services contract with IntelliSoft, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $410,258 and for a term of 4 years beginning August 1st, 2014 through July 31st, 2018 for a credentialing management system. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Blue.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. Terry Blue, Interim Airport Director at Mitchell Airport. The item before you is, the clerk had said, a request to enter into a contract with IntelliSoft Incorporated for $410,258 for a term starting September 1, 2014 through August 31, 2018. TSA and before that the FAA has mandated that airports collect and manage personal identification information for all airport personnel with access to secure area badges since back in 1973. Mitchell Airport has done so and always been in compliance, but it's been a bit of a manual process. Over the years, as more procedures have come online, fees and so forth, it's become a bit of a bit of a beast to manage. And some of the challenges we deal with in particular are tracking various employees. The example I gave yesterday in finance agenda setting is if Sally works out at the airport and she has job A, but then during the winter time she picks up job B, de-icing airplanes or doing something along those lines. Job A may give her access to areas 1, 2, and 3. Job B may give Sally access to areas 9, 10, and 11. If Sally were to run afoul and have reason for her access credentials at the airport to be revoked, it becomes very unwieldy to do that in a timely manner through the current manual process, whereas through a credentialing management system, you're essentially tying everything about Sally that we know and have records on into one system, and Sally can be turned off with the push of a button. So it becomes a very automated system to manage it. Until a RFP was issued on November 8, 2013. 5 responses were received, and IntelliSoft was the most responsive and to the RFP and the lowest bidder. And IntelliSoft has significant experience in this field with other airports like Washington Reagan, St. Louis Lambert, Washington Dulles, Baltimore, et cetera. There is a zero DBE on this particular contract as it is primarily software in nature.
Pleasure of the committee. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, how many employees are at the airport right now?
Mr. Chairman, there are approximately 4,000 employees at the airport. It ebbs and flows based on the season. For example, during the summer, we'll have more contractors as they're out there doing paving and so forth. But 4,000 is a good ballpark number.
How many actually are county workers?
It varies, Mr. Chair, also with the season, but roughly around 250. The largest percentage of the employees out there are TSA, FAA, airlines, et cetera.
Correct. Any other comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The report explained an initial cost of about $300,000 and then ongoing maintenance costs after that over a four-year term. I'm curious if after that 4 years, we like the software, you want to stay with it at the airport. Is there another $300,000, like a re-up, or is that an initial cost where it's going to be ongoing maintenance after that in order to keep and maintain the same software in a period after the 4 years?
Mr. Chairman, it's a good question. The intent would be to either reissue an RFP so that we're in compliance, with procurement rules, or if we really liked software, had all of our eggs in a basket, and through some sort of procurement rules, compliant process, determined that there was a way to re-up with that contract, we would come to this body with requests to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments? Supervisor Washburn.
Thank you. I'll move approval of item 8.
We have a motion to move approval of item number 8. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 8 for adoption prevails.